Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like the 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I do not know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Parable of the 10 Virgins. Overview. One of the top 5 rules of boat safety is to wear a life jacket, whether you know how to swim or not. On larger commercial vessels like cruise ships, the first hour typically includes instructions on where to find the life jacket and where to report in an emergency. No one knows the day nor the time when they will be needing their life jacket. This week, we start the first of 3 parables Jesus shared back to back to back that focused on Christ's return and who would be allowed to enter the kingdom of heaven. These parables are only found in Matthew. However, the themes and the main points are consistently echoed throughout the Bible. We will examine the context and the content of the parable over the next few postings to derive the key life jacket principles of the parable. In chapter 24, Jesus had been teaching on the Mount of Olives. He told about the trials and tribulations to come and of his return. In response to the disciples' request to know what sign would signal our Lord's coming and the end of the age, Jesus spoke to them about the last days. He made it clear that the end would not come immediately, but only after considerable time and trouble. The parable uses a typical Jewish wedding celebration as a setting for the parable. At that time in the Jewish culture, young girls were traditionally married between the ages of 12 to 16. In the evening of the wedding night, the groom would go to the bride's house to negotiate the dowry. The dowry compensated the family for the loss of their daughter. The bridesmaids served the bride. Since weddings were usually in the evening, they had the high honor to light the path of the wedding procession. Even the rabbis would stop teaching to honor a passing procession. While the dowry bartering took place inside, the bridesmaids waited outside. Once an agreement was made, the members of the wedding party would travel to the wedding celebration. Using this framework, Jesus shared eternal principles in a way that was clear to believers, but just a story to others. The parable has a normal complement of characters that would have attended a Jewish wedding, with one exception. Jesus didn't mention the bride, but we'll address that later. The parable had the following characters and symbolic meanings. A bridegroom, who's represented by Jesus. 10 virgins, who represent everyone, the whole world, both believers and non-believers. 5 of the virgins are represented as wise, and this represents the believers. The other 5 are represented as foolish virgins, who are represented as non-believers. The lamp in the parable is represented as an outward profession of our faith to the Word of God. And the oil that the 5 wise ones had represents the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Additionally, I should note the numbers 10 and 5. Using biblical symbolism, the number 10 is symbolic of the law of God, and the number 5 is symbolic of God's grace. Overall, Jesus tweaked the setting of a normal Jewish wedding by having the wedding party wait longer than they expected. The inbred principle underlies the disciples' basic question. They wanted to know what to expect and how long would they need to wait for his return. Implicitly, Jesus shared that it will take some time. However, those in the wedding party, believers, should stay ready. Because Jesus was focusing the story on staying ready for the bridegroom's return, the bride did not fit into this framework. Although the Bible typically describes God's people and the church as the bride, this parable does not follow that pattern. Actually, this selective accounting of key people by Jesus is inspired, because believers could not both represent the bride and the 10 virgins. Thus, I'm glad he kept it simple. The ultimate message in this parable is that every person is responsible for their own spiritual condition. You either accept or reject Christ. You are the wise bridesmaid if you have accepted Christ, and the foolish ones if you have not. Are you ready to make the eternal decision before the door is shut? Questions. 1. Discover. The eastern gate to Jerusalem was sealed by the Ottoman Turks in 1530 AD. A grave was added in front of the gate to prevent the prophetic return of Christ through that gate. They believed that a holy man would not defile himself by walking through a Muslim cemetery. Unknown to them, Ezekiel prophesied this in 600 BC. They had enough faith that Jesus might return and acted on it. Is your light still burning, awaiting for his return? Are you ready? B. In your first reading of this parable, what principles do you draw from it? 2. Develop. What basic questions about heaven and his return do you wish you could ask Jesus, just as the disciples did? 3. Demonstrate. Can your co-workers and friends tell that you are a wise virgin? Can they tell that you stand ever ready for Christ's return? This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.